Yeah, how can I help you?
Good evening, sir. My name is Louis. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. You allow me to let me ask, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency? I understand. A media organization, or even work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
I understand, and thank you for that answer, sir. In that case, let me ask, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes on how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Either you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
I appreciate that you're responding. And with which political party are you registered, sir?
I'm an independent.
I understand. Are you, or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or a Spanish-speaking background?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age?
Me? I'm 68.
That's okay. Thank you, sir. And let me ask, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes on how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote Republican, or leans likely to
definitely going to vote for the Republican candidates.
I hear you, sir. So moving forward now, you will be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can also indicate that. First one is Carolina Anesty.
I don't know who they are.
That's okay. Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I know who she is, yeah.
What would be your opinion in that case, in between favorable and unfavorable?
Well, she's been vice president for 3 years and ain't done nothing, so.
Well, in that case,
that change.
Would you say that it would be an unfavorable opinion, if that is the case?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, understood. The next person is Leonard Spencer.
Leonard Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know him.
Okay, and next, Aaron Huntley?
No.
Not heard of, correct?
No.
And Scott Boyd?
Scott Boyd, no.
I understand, sir. So, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Understood. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican
candidate?
Definitely
voting.
I hear you.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Anesty, the Republican candidate?
I'd go probably with the Republican.
I understand. And you already answered, but the next question actually says that would you say that it's not definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Anesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Okay. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Anesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Anesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Anesty has denied any wrongdoing and says that these false charges were created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent if the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina MC, the Republican candidate?
I'd probably leave that one alone, not vote for anybody.
I hear you, sir.
I hear
now,
you.
And now, if you had to choose, sir, now today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Carolina MC, the Republican candidate?
I'd lean toward the Republican, no matter who they put up.
I understand, sir. Now, next, I'm passing more than 60% of this survey. I appreciate your answer so far. Let me say, just tell you, due to State Representative MC's arrest, there has been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run for the November election. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
I hear you. And then would you say that that's a definitely voting or proudly voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, definitely.
I hear you, sir. Now, this is almost the same question, but if this Florida State House elections were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Oh, Boyd.
I hear you. And is that a definitely or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Understood, sir. Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Understood. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
For independents. I will vote for independents, too, but mostly Republicans and independents, yeah.
So in this particular answer, would you say that you vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans? I know what you're saying, sir. It's just the options that I have.
No.
Be like,
no, I don't. No.
So would you say that you usually vote Republican in this answer?
Yeah.
I understand you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
It's that somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
I hear you, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school.
Understood, sir. With this, we conclude the survey, sir, and your answers are very much appreciated, as well as your time. So have a great rest of your evening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.